Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey, we gonna have a quick video, but it's not gonna be that long. Perspectives. I mean, I'm sure some of you out there know what perspective is. And it's something that's important for you to know, because you have to have a perspective on fucking everything. Everything in your life. Let me pull it up. Now, perspective definition and perspective meaning is two different things. Now, the meaning is the art of drawing conclusions on different things, a two-dimensional surface, if that's the case, so as to give the right impression of their height or whatever, width, depth, and position in relation to each other when viewed from a particular point. Otherwise, a perspective drawing. You're drawing the view from the eastern point of the house and overhead, and you're photographing it. And the perspective is that. Now, that is that's actually a good, as far as that goes, that's a good point of view, because that's how, you know, a lot of us view life. Now, the perspective definition is a particular attitude toward a way of regarding something, otherwise your point of view. You know, I don't like what they're doing over there. That's your perspective of what's going on. Now, the reason that I wanted you to know what perspective means, the two ways I just showed you, is so you can see or determine if you have a perspective. And that's what we can explore. Because my streams are simply for the new wave motherfuckers who want to at least hear the old ways. And at that point, when they hear it, it's up to whoever is listening to decide what's really fly for them. I'm not against that. I'm just glad to have been one of the motherfuckers providing some kind of guidance for you guys. Now, one of the best things I receive from doing the videos I do is I'm actually seeing dudes on here are realizing the value of my videos. I mean, the value of my videos is not that you're kicking it with me, but my videos is I make you think, and thinking makes you explore some of your thoughts about this abadabra. Now, of course, I cannot make you become sure, but I can shed some light or a different perspective on the darkness you're experiencing. And you could take my information and combine it with your own thoughts, and voila, you have some new game on it. See, value is what value provides. If it does not shed some new light on it for you, 912, I see you, man. I'm sorry it took me so long. What's up?
What's up, big dog? How you doing, Rosebud?
I'm doing good, brother. What's happening with you?
Man, I just want to say, man, I've been watching you. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm 21 years
man,
old.
Man, come on. I don't want to hear no long biography.
Oh, shit.
Just come on.
Well, shit. Well, I've just been well, on this issue of perspective that you have now, I'm just I see that I have a very single-minded, a naive perspective because shit, I work a lot and I don't really see much of, you know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm going to lay on you right there, a very single-minded perspective.
Hey,
you know,
check this
naive.
Out. Listen to me, man. You know, you sound like a person that has a job, you know, has his shit together, but you don't know what the fuck you believe. You know, you may have recently got this job, or you could have had it a while, but you recently...
Damn, spot on.
I'm just saying, you recently decided that given your new income and shit, you ain't where you want to be. Now, am I right or wrong?
Man, you right on.
So what I'm saying is perspective is really right for you because you have no perspective. You got to
exactly.
get a perspective.
Exactly.
What do you think about the job you have as far as it being the best job you could get or almost or whatever? What do you think about it?
Shit, it's one of the best, if not the best. Especially
okay.
in my area.
Wait, man, I don't want to hear all the bullshit. I just want you to answer the questions. So what I'm saying is you think you got a really good job is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Did you have a good job before?
No.
So what I'm saying is you made hella progress as far as your employment.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you, bro, right there is enough for you to establish a perspective, but we're going to go further. You living on your own?
Yes.
And you got a car and all that shit?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is not only do you have what you need to develop perspective, you also have what you need to show you ain't bullshitting yourself. Now, what I'm saying is this. Have you thought of the position you have gotten yourself, you have worked yourself into as an asset from when you start talking to women? No.
I don't.
That's right. So what I'm saying, listen, bro, listen. What I'm saying is your perspective is fucked up. Because you don't use the things to give you proper perspective so you can think proper. You don't use them. You just have them. A good job, you know, the shit has made you closer to your goals. I mean, you feel a lot better about yourself. And you ain't translated that in the shit you saying to a bitch.
Fact.
Am I right or wrong?
That's a fact.
So then listen, man, what am I telling you?
Man, you telling me I have everything I need. I already had a perspective. I'm just not seeing it. I'm not grasping.
No. I'm saying you're not looking at what you have. You're not appreciating what you have gotten. Because once you do that, things will come in perspective. You ain't finna listen to no bitch that's pretty and ain't got shit to give you but some pussy. Man, you gotta grow past. You gotta grow past pussy, man. And you got to grow to a motherfucking bitch that's appreciating where you at. So that means you got to start developing a conversation that complements your achievements as you're talking to her. You know, you don't want to talk about, I did this, I did that. Well, you don't want to do that. But you certainly want to, you know, let her know that, you know, you've been, you know, on the grind and finally everything I'm doing is working out. You know, I got a job. You know, that's, you know, if not one of the best, is the best.
You know,
I couldn't
but
get.
I don't want to interrupt you, Rose, but I understand that. But you know, I don't really want to. I already come
man,
off as you know. What I'm,
if you want to talk
okay,
to me, you got to stop with all that. I like all that bullshit, man. What the fuck are you trying to say? Say it.
I just ain't. I don't want to leave with my job. I just want to leave with the type of man
you
that I am.
You said anything
know what I'm
about
saying?
Leaving with your goddamn job, you silly motherfucker? I said talk about your goddamn job. I didn't say leave with it. You lead with whatever. Hey, baby, woo-woo. Hello, how you doing? My name is woo-woo, blah, blah, blah. But as you're talking, somewhere in there, you have to include.
Drop a little gem.
Period. Because if you don't do that, how the bitch going to know? How she going to know who she fucking with? How many motherfuckers do that same bitch you talking to run into that talk the same shit you talking to? I mean, talking.
Whole bunch
that's
of
right,
money.
Man.
I mean, excuse my
hey,
ass.
Hey, bro, listen. What I'm saying is she run into a ton of motherfuckers that's going to talk that shit. Yeah, but how many is going to show them? How many going to show that bitch through their actions, how they're speaking, that they ain't lying?
I don't know how to show it, Rosebud.
See, that's why you need to come to SWU, man.
And I'm coming. I'm coming.
Hey, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, that's like the bitch telling me she gonna give me some pussy. Bitch, fuck you. Until you in my bed with your legs open, I don't want to hear shit about you.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm right here, my boy. You heard me?
No, what?
I just wanted to let you know somebody. I ain't talking to you. I was wondering. I'm on the phone. I didn't want you to have me, and I thought of you, my boy. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
I can't fuck with you. I'm dumb. I can't make none of you motherfuckers become sure of what you think. But I'm telling you the perspectives I shared on situations combined with what you already know or what you've already been thinking, man, all of this shit gives you a lot of new fucking information on whatever it is. If it don't shed light on, you know, some new light, it's not of any value. For information to actually be valuable to you, it got to make you think critically. See, the questions I asked that brother, they're critical thinking questions. But none of you want to do that. You just want to have this easy answer. Well, the easy answer is bring your ass to Sidewalk University. Now, if you want it without the easy answer, then you have to pay attention to what the fuck I be saying in these videos so some kind of way you can decipher, because I talk hella shit, you can decipher what the fuck I'm talking about. Because if you don't, ain't nothing gonna change. You gotta come to the realization shit ain't gonna change. You gotta change it. You gotta see what's going on that's not fitting with you, you know, your perspective on shit. And you gotta change it to fit. All right. Now, on a lighter note, I recently entered a track meet. It was for seniors. Now, most of us who participated, you know, we was track stars when we was kids. Now, the winning time in my race was 9 flat. I know. You don't believe me. That's because I didn't mention it was a 40-yard dash. And half of us didn't finish. Oh, okay. That was a fucking joke, you motherfucker. Now to get real. See, value is a motherfucker. Something like you learning about values being worth its weight in platinum. See, there's many things that are worth a lot of money. But are those things of any real value to you as a person? The only way you can tell is to know what value is. And if you have it or not, you may have value. But if you don't, you got to accept it. what you do have, or what do you have that's truly valuable? I mean, do you really know? Do you have a perspective on what value is, or you just want that because you know the word means having something, or good or bad, whatever? Do you know, or have you really thought about what's valuable? I have. And you know what's valuable? Simplicity. Simplicity is the most valuable thing in the world, in my opinion. See, because it's the simple things in life that you hone for yourself and your family. Now, those things are valuable. Think about it. If you know you're the only one in the world who has control of your destiny, I mean, that info is a valuable asset to your life. If you have a mind, 682, I see you there. What's up?
Professor Rosebud, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
Not much. This is Broderick White.
Broderick, what's happening?
Oh, man, I was catching the show, and I had to call in because I called yesterday's show, and I'm sitting here catching it live today. And they saying in the chat that they can't hear, so it's just going to be a conversation between you and I.
Who
Professor,
can't hear?
Man, I want to... that's what they saying in the chat. They can't hear the caller. They can hear you, but they can't hear the caller.
All right, man, so go ahead.
But no, I was just calling to tell you, man, how thankful I am that I took that leap and I joined SWU and completed. Now, I just had a situation out here in this truck where I hit this guy's mirror. He ended up parking too close to me, hit his mirror, didn't damage anything, but it pissed him off. And without having the tools and the knowledge that I obtained in SWU, the younger me would have got swole in the chest and want to, you know, get my point across.
Nigga, gonna handle it.
But yeah, having these tools and these new perspectives and everything that I gained from SWU and also the fellas in the council, I talked this motherfucker off the ledge like he was a bitch and sent him on his way.
Hey, Broderick, listen. You did talk it to him or do what you was doing like he was a bitch, but that's the power of what you learn. Once you can handle bitches, every motherfucker, the contractor, the motherfucker that's been to hire you to do work on their house, they all bitches, not bitches. I don't mean that in a, you know, a negative way. I'm saying you handle them all the same way by being direct,
right?
You know, in dealing with what they saying as far as what they're saying, instead of getting emotional and blowing it out of perspective, because you already said you hit the mirror. So whatever that fool say or do, if that's the case, legally, he right. Because he could be an asshole. You hit my shit. Man, that shit ain't going to finna cost you nothing but a car wash or a truck wash or whatever. He don't give a fuck. He talking shit. But you spotted all that damn shit, and you put together real fast how to come at dude that's going to make dude calm the fuck down, so that this can be nothing like what it is. This is the power of Sidewalk University, man. It makes you think right now. It don't make you think about tomorrow. You got to think right now. You got to make the right decisions right now. Whatever the fuck is going on. And you did, bro. And I'm glad you hit me with that, because that was pure dope.
That's right, Professor, because we don't carry weapons. Our mouth is a weapon, and it's a double-barrel Uzi, and it gets us out of situations so we can grow old gracefully.
Hey, my brother, thank you, and I love you, man. This, hey, you guys.
You know it, Professor.
I don't care what you guys say. I am, like, paid 4,000 times over what this motherfucker gave me. Because this shit is becoming a part of him. I am trying to make money. But it ain't about the money to me, man. It's about what you really get from fucking with me. Yeah, I'm charging. But Broderick, I didn't charge enough, did I?
Not at all. Not at all. This needs to be a monthly subscription.
Yeah, I love you, man. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right,
hey, y'all got to understand, man. For me, I'm telling you, to hear that kind of shit, that's like catching a bitch that ain't never sold no pussy, you know, and the next thing you know, the bitch bringing you 800 every night. I mean, the 800 ain't shit. It's the fact that, you know, you sent her and you didn't, you know, gave her direction to get it. That shit is valuable. And I don't think my students are hoes. But I sure come at what I'm trying to give them like I came at hoes, because what I'm saying is you got to be the director. And once who's being directed can direct themselves, you got a bad bitch. And fellas, please do not take it personal. I ain't saying y'all bitches, y'all hoes. I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying to be sharp, you got to use what the fuck you know. And you got to use what the fuck you know to get what you want to learn. And that's what I'm doing. And whoever the fuck, they're like, you know, I don't like that whole shit, you comparing us with hoes. Fuck it. I could compare it with some goddamn business bullshit that will make you more comfortable in hearing it. But life ain't comfortable, you motherfucking punk. You hear it the way it's supposed to be said. Or hear it the way it really is and deal with that. Fuck a motherfucking goddamn, let's make a business term. Could you say it a little lighter? Could you not? No, I can't say it lighter. How can you say fuck you lighter? You can't. Listen, think about it. If you know you control your destiny, you are in control of your destiny. Not me, not the government, not this school or that school or whatever. You. You're in control of your destiny. Now, if you know that, that information is a valuable asset to your life. If you don't have the right perspective, you ain't gonna see it. If you have a mind that's determined to lead you to your destiny, that's called drive. That drive you have is a valuable asset in your goddamn life. If you have a conscience that's not going to allow you to do underhanded things to others or yourself, that sense of self is a valuable asset in your fucking life. If you got understanding, I'm talking about an understanding so you can avoid situations of danger or unprofitable endeavors. With that knowledge, you have a valuable asset in your life. If you have vision, I ain't talking about sight, but vision to project shit you want to do, make it to where you can see it and go get it. I'm talking about the vision, the ability to make goals. You have a valuable asset in your life. These are simple things all of you take for granted. These things are what truly are valuable to any person's life. And realizing the value in things you naturally possess, you'll realize just how valuable your goddamn life is and will be. Because we all are placing the value on the wrong things in life. Sure, the rich guy had all the luxuries, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what's valuable. Because how many of them motherfuckers commit suicide? How many of them motherfuckers don't even love their own kids? How many of them motherfuckers don't have no real friends? We need to appreciate the things that cannot be bought. The things that cannot be purchased are the things that you are really made of. Those things are the things that cannot be taken or lost. Today or right now, start placing value on you. Get the proper perspective. The reason you guys don't look at the perspective is because you're all lying about what you're doing to yourselves. I'm a serious American, and I believe in the ideals of being free to vote for what I think is right and do whatever the fuck I want to do as long as I'm in my own property and doing it and I'm not hurting nobody. Now, even though I only really voted in the last few elections, and I did that because of, you know, when Obama started running, I got interested in politics, I'm realizing that I am longing for yesterday in more ways than one. I've come to realize election campaigns are run by both parties, whoever the candidate is for them. But neither of the goddamn parties, you know, really outline what the fuck they're going to do or where they're trying to take us. They talk about a point or this point or that point. But that's because their politics is a farce. I remember when people were serious as a heart attack about their candidate stating where they stood and how that stance would help. We need to be as serious as we once was. Especially about politics. And we need to stop being so complacent. I'm telling you, big business. The reason you buy insurance when you're a business is so when whatever goes wrong, you're not out of pocket. But big business, Chevron, they got an oil spill, cost or loss or whatever amount of money. Their insurance will reimburse them. So there is absolutely no reason for them motherfuckers to raise prices. But they tell you about this big oil spill and now they're going to prevent it, which was their fault. Their shit fucked up, whatever. But the way people think, they pass the cost on to you. And while you suffer, the whole country suffer not making money, those CEOs make millions of dollars. Not in salary. I'm talking about in bonuses. Millions of dollars in bonuses. Why? Because they charge your motherfucking ass to pay for their mistake, and you fucked up and you got to go for it. Man, that's why I don't believe in shit. I just believe in me. If I got to pay $6 for some gas, I'm going to do it. Period. I don't even care. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to go on about my motherfucking business. So what the fuck? can I say that's going to stop them fat cats from getting their money? We need to be serious about politics. The fact is, none of the candidates live up to what the idea of America is supposed to be. Isn't it an election as important as a presidency? Don't require truth and honesty without spinning statements or taking them out of context to make a point, then we are, I mean, I'm just saying, where are we? I'm saying in reality, I no waver in my support for the freedom we have, but I have completely lost interest in following the debates and the daily updates that politics provide. I have already put my bid in for Biden, and now my attitude is let the chips fall where the fuck they may. My life ain't gonna change regardless who wins. I have earned the rights I have, and I have carved out a niche of my own. And ain't nobody got shit to do with it. You know, I hate the way the country's going, and I really hate, you know, the way that fucking Trump reignited the racism in this country. But the big difference is, if there was a revolt, as some of these Trump motherfuckers say they won't, they know they'd get their asses brought to them in a motherfucking hat, a big hat. See, you ain't going to take that conspiracy theory no further than your mirror or in a place where a bunch of conspiracy theories motherfuckers are. Because you know for a fact, niggas and Mexicans ain't having it. Here, we ain't came in your neighborhood. You better think twice before you make a move on this election bullshit. You fucking racist and xenophobic assholes. Next year is here. And it's going to continue until the following year comes. I'm starting to look back over the last year, and I'll admit there were a couple of things I could have done better. I have the same problems you have. I say to you all the time, why look at what failed? Let's say I did 1,000 things. Out of them 1,000 things I attempted this year, I did 998 of them things right. We got to stop tripping on what we didn't do right or whatever didn't go right. Any other man or any other person would be proud to have completed 998 out of 1,000 projects. They most likely wouldn't even remember the couple of times that didn't go right. See, that's one of the problems of being a person who wants to make a difference, a person who wants to leave something on this fucking earth after I'm gone. I want to leave more than my family and whatever history is there. I want several of you, actually, I want more than several of you to be able to say that fucking Rose was crazy as he fucking was. He made a big difference in my life. He made a difference in my life. Now, I want to hear that shit when you remember me. I'm going to be gone, but I'm going to be able to hear it. I mean, don't worry. I ain't sick or leaving anytime soon as far as I know. I'm just, you know, thinking about how I want to wreck this goddamn year. I want to fuck this year up. I think I said that last year. And I told you, I always make the same fucking, new resolutions. But this is going to be a stellar year for me, just as next year. going to be a stellar year for me. So I say, long live the male confidence course and the men who display it. Satisfied men are continually even, oh shit, I forgot about you, baby. You, somebody probably on me. 202, what's up?
OG, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
OG, I'm great, man. I just left this interview, and I had them people on the job singing my praises, man, and it's attributed to listening to you for how long I've been listening to you in the confidence course. Like, it literally helped me get some money and get a job. They just told me how much they appreciated, like, my authenticity and my confidence, man. Like, to say thank you ain't enough, man. I just appreciate all the game you've been given, and I'm going to keep listening and keep applying it, man.
Let me tell you something, brother. A lot of people be listening to my shit talking about catching bitches. But I'm sure you heard me say this is not about bitches. This is about you knowing how to talk to represent where you coming from to how whoever you talking to. They going to get caught up in what you saying because of what you said. That authenticity, that sincerity that they seeing and hearing. And I'm just glad you did that, man. And I just hope you took that lesson. This ain't about bitches.
No, sir. No, sir. You preach that and you teach that. This is about cutting off the lying that people be doing to themselves and really letting the truth shine, because that's part of your aura. And everybody can see your aura no matter where you are. You don't have to speak it. They can see it. And just listening to you improve. And if you apply it, it improves your aura to where you don't even have to speak really on an interview. You know, they can see it and they can feel it. And it's powerful, OG. So, man. Man,
I'm glad you got it, brother.
Already, keep doing your thing, OG. Thank you.
You know it. 314, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, OG?
I'm good. Hey, hold on. Oh shit. 312. Okay, you still there? I got you next. 312. Go ahead. 314.
Yes, sir, man. I've been politicking for a minute. Man, I'm a truck driver, man. But right now, man. I ain't gonna bullshit with you, man. I've been going through it, man. Like, this was my whole life, man. My whole struggle right now, man. I'm trying to bring positive into light, man. And right now, man, like, you get me down this road, I gotta go up to Oregon and shit, man. But
check this out, bro. Check this out.
Yes, sir.
You know I got a course for truckers, right?
No, sir.
Well, were you listening when that brother Broderick White was talking a minute ago?
Yeah, last conversation, yes, sir.
Well, he's a trucker. What I'm saying is, man, okay. He was going through similar shit. And I don't know what you're going. I don't know what you're going through, but I can say that it's because as far as it keep continuing, it's because you're on the road all the time and you ain't got the time to focus on what you need to focus on. Am I right or wrong?
Man, you're 100% right, man. But I feel like, you know, all my friends, you know, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, man. Home of the PIs and shit, and a lot of people in Memphis, man. But I mean, what you say, man, is the truth, man. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get some inspiration right now, man. Just keep on.
Hey, brother, listen to me.
Going.
Hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
What you're trying to do is explain why you ain't doing shit, and what you need to do is get this fucking trucker's confidence course. Because I got everything I teach that you can do on the road, in your fucking truck, as you going, wherever the fuck you going, and it's going to give you just what it gave Broderick. Broderick got a perspective on his life based on what he do, because he learned how to do that fucking with Sidewalk University. This shit, I be talking about it like it's just easy to do, but it's not. You got to learn how to do it. And when you learn how to do it, you got to do it. And you do all of that in fucking Sidewalk University. Because you don't learn shit just because you read it and got an A on the test. If you can't take your ass outside the class that day and do that shit, You ain't shit, and you ain't learned shit. A motherfucking cyborg university doing shit right then. Right then. They ain't finna wait no 3-4 whatever till this or that come around. Dude, if you want to graduate, you better do this shit now. And that's what you need, bro.
Yes, sir. Can I say one more thing, though?
What's that?
Man, I appreciate everything you everything you preach on this channel for is the game, whatever, man. Like, I'm not gonna say the game, but everything you preaching, sir.
About manhood. Man,
yes, sir. I wish I had I had uncles like you, but right now I'm just going through a tough time in my life, man. And I appreciate you even giving me your wisdom, man, and popping your comments.
Check this out, brother. Do you want to keep going through it, or do you want to stop?
Man, I'm done with it. I want to stop, sir.
Well, bro, make the moves. Get the shit that's going to show you, because anybody can say they done, because anybody will understand they don't want to keep tripping if something ain't right.
Yes,
but as far as saying you ready to stop, if you ready, you better learn how to stop so that you can stop. Because if you could have stopped with what you know, you would have already stopped. Period.
Well, that's why I call my uncle, man. So call in and chime in and tell my inspiration, what I'm going through right now, and being a man that I am today, 26 years old, I wanted to let you know what I'm going through, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, bro. Hey, 312, I'm sorry I took so long. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? I just wanted to get
your opinion
on the situation. Not much, man. Just want to get your opinion on the situation on a woman. Just wanted to see if you can get some input. I had this woman. She was in another town where I'm from. I came back to where I'm from. I'm in town. I hit her up like, hey, let's link up. She had through DMs that she wanted to see me next time she was in town. I was like, cool. So we set up a date for Thursday, and then she texted me the day before, like, hey, I forgot it's my dad's birthday. Can we reschedule? So I put it back in her court, and I said, okay, when were you thinking? And then she asked me, when are you free, blah, 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 blah. And I told her, I was like, hey, I'm not necessarily know when I'm going to be free, but we can make something happen.
Okay, bro, come on. Step by step, I don't need. What's the end result? What's your question?
I just want to know, like, I feel like I think she canceled on me. I don't know if she canceled on me because she changed her mind or what, but she just gave me her number. We took it off IG. I want to know if I can still catch her, or should I just let her go?
Hey, bro, listen to me, please. Am I in that city or around you and that bitch?
No.
So how the fuck do I know if you can catch that bitch?
Okay. I guess I'm not asking the right questions then.
No, it's not you're not asking the right questions. You're not thinking the right way. That's what's wrong with you guys. You guys think like losers. Why the fuck would you care if you could catch that bitch or not? You gave her action. You communicated with the bitch. And she stopped or didn't go through. So whatever her reason for not going through, why would you care? The only thing you care about is if she go through or not. So she didn't go through. So fuck that bitch. That's how I think. And what I'm saying is the more I say fuck her, the more I'm hearing from that bitch again in 2 or 3 weeks. I'll know that. I wouldn't give a fuck, and when this bitch called me, even if I recognize her voice, who is this? Where did I meet you at? Oh, I'm going to remember. Bitch, I wish you would call me thinking I know who it is. See, you motherfuckers don't know how to play. This is all playing. This playing your hand, this making this bitch get off her little pedestal. Because I don't even remember who the fuck you is. Yeah, I got bitches fucking with me. I'm alone. I didn't say I was lonely, you motherfucker. Yeah, I done run that by a bunch of them goddamn bitches. I don't think I can catch a bitch to get some pussy. Shit. Because they all be talking about, you sound like all you want to do is get in the bitch. If that's what I wanted to do, I wouldn't have called you. I would have called somebody I could get in the bed with. And I got several of them motherfuckers. Don't be fucking with me. And don't ask me shit if you don't want to know the truth. That's me. See, you guys don't have that kind of constitution. You let a bitch bend you and fold you and make you be all kind of whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then you ain't even you no more. And you trying to catch this bitch. Shit. You can't catch her unless you stay you. Because who is she going to like? The motherfucker she created or the motherfucker that caught her? Shit. She ain't going to like you because you fucking let her create your motherfucking faults. She going to like you because you said fuck you in your thoughts, bitch. I mean, you ain't got, don't get me wrong. You do not have to say the shit like that. You can say it however you feel you want to say it. But you got to tell the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Now, there ain't nobody, you know, tripping on what the fuck you talking about. I'm tripping on if you tripping on what I'm talking about. And if you ain't, I ain't mad at you. You know, but you can't fuck with me. Yeah, you motherfuckers be chasing that pussy, man. Hey, that's what y'all be doing, and that's your mistake. All right, bro?
Thank you. Thank you, Bud, Rosebud.
You know it. 716, what's up? Paul, goddammit.
What's up?
What's up with you, motherfucker? I'm starting to recognize your number.
Hey, man, I seen you on, and I just went through something right now, and I wanted to run a scenario about
Come on, man.
So this girl flying in from Texas today, and yesterday I was kicking it with her. She was like, yeah, you know, I just met this cute chick, and da-da-da-da-da. I think she might be able to pass your screening if she passed mine. I said, I don't know. You might be right. So I was just at the grocery store, and I met a girl, and I hit her up. I said, yeah, I just met this. Pretty much the same thing she told me, just to see what the fuck she was going to say. She said, hold on, what? But she in the layover in Denver right now. She said, you want me to catch this plane back home? You fucking playing with me, nigga? I said, what you mean?
Paul, what's your motherfucking question, man?
I want to know what you would think, what you think about
it. Man, I ain't playing with no goddamn bitch. She ain't changing no goddamn schedule on me. I ain't finna motherfucking get, you know, trip on what she's saying.
Listen, let me finish. So she said, man, you could have told me first before you hollered at her. I said, how'd that make any sense? I wouldn't have had her contact.
Whatever the bitch said, I don't give a fuck. Because the bitch wasn't even coming. She was just looking for a way to not come.
She on her way now.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. When you confirm something with a bitch that's coming, and it's for whatever tomorrow or whatever tonight, you ain't supposed to talk to that bitch no more until that bitch get here. And if you talk to her again and she ain't here or she ain't coming, then fuck her.
Gotcha.
Period. Because yeah. You motherfuckers be holding on to all kind of goddamn shit, knowing bitches be lying. The fuck, she ain't gonna tell you. She like you and she lives somewhere else and gonna come to you. Ain't no way she missing her flight. Ain't no way.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is to deal with any of that shit after she already didn't miss it, that's on you. Hey, that's on you being hungry. 704, what's up?
Come on, bud. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm doing well. I was calling about a situation. I wanted to get your input on it. So
come on, bro.
I'm working a temporary job that I'm only going to be at for probably another couple weeks. But it's two bras that's giving me action. They're not cool with each other, but I want to know, would it be wise to entertain both of them?
Are you going to go back to that job at a temporary type situation in the future?
No, I'm not.
Well, you can play your hand then. If you only gonna be there for motherfucking 2 weeks, you know, you kind of play them to the, you know, you ain't actually trying to get with any one of them. But after 2 weeks, when you gone, the next time you talk to whoever, you let them know it's on and cracking as far as that go. And look, baby, I ain't met you, blah, blah, blah. Come over and let me talk to you in person. But whatever you say, I don't know. I'm just saying, you never shit where you eat, period. You don't fuck with no bitch on your job. Now, if the bitch want to fuck with you for real, you know, and is on the job, I mean, not on the job, but she works with you, you got to make it real difficult for her to come fuck with you. And it can never be at work or on the work premises. It's going to have to be at a club or wherever. So your ass is as protected as can be. You know, I was eating dinner and the bitch came over and started talking to me, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm saying I don't like to even go through that kind of goddamn shit or think about that shit. So that bitch ain't important enough for me to risk it. That's me. But how you think about it is on you. All right?
I appreciate that.
You know it. Now, check this out. Satisfied motherfuckers who have fucked with me, you know, they keep emailing me about their problem. You guys hear the shit periodically. And each of them are happy that they ordered. You know, and they can see their goddamn future, you know, is bright. And the reason they can see it is because they're experiencing, they've already graduated, but you don't get it all when you graduate. You get it after you start using it in your life. Because the way I do it, you're going to learn it and you're going to use it as soon as you graduate. Why? Because I didn't ingrain it in you to use this shit. Not just Google it and read the Google information and think you know it because you Googled it. Fuck you. You ain't getting no good grade fucking with me with that bullshit. Ask any motherfucker. You can take a test and get an A fucking with me. But if you think that's going to make you graduate, you in for a goddamn big surprise. Because that shit you just got an A on, take your ass out and do it. If you can't do it, you didn't learn it. So that A is misrepresenting what you know. See, them motherfuckers continuously check in with progress reports, and all of them have made huge strides in recent months. I'm talking about even the motherfucker you heard, Broderick. These motherfuckers was, I ain't going to say insecure, but they was more introverted than not. And it was only because they was proud men and they didn't want to say or do anything wrong. But they didn't take the step to learn what was right until they fucked with me. And now all this shit they didn't want to do because of whatever, they do it because now they know how to do it. They learned the hard way. They couldn't get ganged up by just listening to me being real and comparing it with the other fake fucking gurus. What they found was the fake gurus was just repeating shit they heard me say. But the difference is they're only going to be able to say it. And they're only going to be able to delve into it surfacely. Fucking with me, I can take you to the nitty gritty. Not at, you know, a lot of you motherfuckers have drove away from that bullshit. You should be focusing on getting some experience. Another thing I offer at Sidewalk University, you're not going to learn it. You're going to experience what learning it feels like. Now, you may tune into my videos. And you may know enough to take heed to this goddamn abadabra I be spitting. But the key is my alumni put their confidence in what works for them. And this is an exciting time in their lives because they don't know what the fuck works for them because they never tried shit. Now they trying shit, not only trying it, working it, you know, and experiencing shit that they never experienced before, all being themselves. Not pretending they ain't no big rapper. They ain't no potential actor. No, bitch, I'm a truck driver. Huh? You like time on the road, motherfucker? They don't say shit like that. See, I can see that great motherfucker I've decided to become. That great giving motherfucker that I have been looking for. I can see it on the horizon. And you can feel like that also about yourself. I mean, don't sleep. Take your ass to PayPal. Hit my motherfucking ass. Get some of this motherfucking shit for real. And whatever you do, sign up for Sidewalk University. You guys still think I bullshit you about my schooling. And even though I'm doing this shit, I'm still down and dirty with Sidewalk University. I do a lot of shit besides Sidewalk University, and I don't talk about that shit. But do not for one moment think Sidewalk University is not first in my mind. When I do these videos, I bring up hella points, good points, I might add. I used to, you know, a long time ago, I used to ask my mother, because she used to just do shit for the church. And I used to ask her why she would spend all her time, you know, she had a hunch in her back because she would be all bent over sewing these quilts. And I used to ask her, why you don't charge more for them quilts? And she would tell me, whatever she get is fine. These are quilts people was ordering. I'm telling you, she made them for like 40 years. She was hella good at it. But what I'm saying is, her religious belief made, you know, her think making big money on this is not important. You know, otherwise, she'd be less being money, which is a negative. She had been making them quilts, I said 40, but it was really like 60 years, and not 1 year did she not give 90% of her profits to the church. I mean, I hated her church for the way it looked as if they was using her. I believed God saw her motives, and whatever the church did with the money didn't matter. She just believed in doing good in God's name. I mean, not getting the reward for it. Just doing good in God's name. Even though I hated it as I was growing up, I find myself doing the same thing. Yeah, I had to pay to go to school, and I'm in debt for it right now, but I didn't go to school to make hella money. Yeah, I do want to do well, but more than anything, right now I'm in the frame of mind of helping. So as far as whatever I get, that mentality, that's because I'm already rich, and so was my mom. We had something we believed in that's taken us to the end. Not me, but her so far. I know me, which, you know, makes me rare and quite wealthy. I'm an A student because I don't run nor do I hide from people with PhDs. Because I'm a lion. I got a PhD also. My PhD stands for Pimp Hoes Daily. Yesterday was really fucked up for me. I went off on a lot of things I did then. I had some technical difficulties to deal with. And don't know if I really solved it yet. You know, some motherfuckers can't hear me on StreamYard. Some motherfuckers, whatever. I don't know. I ain't gonna individually do all that. But what I'm saying is, that's the crazy news. Now, here's the good news. I told y'all a few weeks ago I had some hella good news, but I wouldn't really talk about it then. And I didn't really want to speak to you too soon because it was still in the makings. But I'm telling you, I'm headed in the right directions. I know, you know, you seen that Kings shit that I was doing with Dre in those trailers. And those trailers made these guys at Netflix look me up in some kind of way without paying for it. The motherfuckers got my Rosebud the American Pimp Part 2. And they hit me about it. Now, shit, I don't know what that means or where I'm going with that or none of that, because I got a lot of shit going on. But that's good news to me, and it's very progressive as far as I'm concerned. Now, you motherfuckers know how conceited my ass is, so don't think I don't appreciate, you know, what the fuck is going on. I just hope this shit turns out well. This in the very beginning, so I may not hear from them again for a week or two. I don't know. I just might be on the map is all I'm saying. I believe in providing the best effort I can, whatever I can give, in anything I do. Over the last few years, I had a lot of feedback about my chorus, but not enough about improvement. So I discovered a few things on my own that needed to be cleared up or expounded on. But the problem when you're working with yourself, you only think what you think. You know, I try to think everything, but I know I can't. So I've been needing feedback. I've revamped a lot of shit on NSW's curriculum. I've added a lot of information, explained some concepts deeper, and fucking used examples for each one of them so you know what I'm talking about. Overall, I just improved the course. And when I did the course, I was green and not nearly as sharp about what I was doing as I am now. So those of you who've yet to invest, you can expect a much better product. You know, I made money, so I spent money to do the shit, and guess what? The price gonna remain the same. You know, I don't believe in charging you because I haven't improved my product. I just don't. $850 for the course and $650 for Sidewalk University. You will not be disappointed in what you receive. So I'm a go. I got a lot to do. I got a class to teach tonight, so I don't want to, you know, spend a hell of time on here. But let me tell you guys, I had a lot of questions, which was cool. And as long as I get them, I'm gonna feel very comfortable in kicking it.